This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The so-called living wills of the 9 largest U.S. banks are now available for viewing. These were required by the Dodd-Frank financial reform. Filed this week, those documents are supposed to prevent another too-big-to-fail scenario. They tell regulators what the banks plan to do in the event they become insolvent. But very few details of the plans were publicly disclosed. So, will the wills do their job? Here's our New York Bureau Chief, Heidi Moore.
No matter how patriotic you're feeling today, you probably don't want the government to bail out another bank. That's why Congress forced the banks to come up with a plan to pay the price for their own mistakes.
The living wills are not guaranteeing that losses will not occur, but losses will occur to those who have the greater investment in the banks, not to the taxpayer.
Mitchell Glassman is a director with Deloitte Consulting. In a previous life, he helped bail out banks, so he supports the living wills, but others are skeptical.
The drawbacks are that they aren't going to work.
Dwight Smith is a partner with Morrison & Foerster. He thinks the same way as the boxer Mike Tyson, who said, "Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth." In other words, in a crisis, all bets are off.
The living wills assumed that there would be other big institutions able to help out.
And that's a big assumption. In the last crisis, all the banks that came to the rescue did so only with taxpayer backing. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.